Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, here we are at 7 after the hour. This is our weekly talk radio review, a roundup of how some of the experts in the field of news talk radio come around to looking at the things that are on the charts from Talkers Magazine this week. Top 10 stories, top 10 people on the list that's published for your listening and dancing pleasure at gooddayshow.com or at talkers.com. Here on the panel is Jennifer Horn, who is late, not late to the program, but late
of
the Good Day program. And on the KRLA in Los Angeles, I happen to be the number one most popular personality on the radio in Los Angeles. Your father and I would remember, I was talking about talk radio in general. This is something I might talk to Michael Harrison about, because we were listening to some callers and how things go together. And you have callers on your program as well. Most talk radio programs are selective these days about callers. But I'm remembering back to the early days of talk radio when we didn't have the technology to do what we do today. So, in fact, the talk radio hosts, the early ones, back in the 60s, before there was good technology, used to hold the phone up to the microphone. So if somebody called with a point of view or a counterpoint, whatever it may be, then something to add to the discussion, the host would have, and there are pictures around in some of the history books, the history of radio books, that the person who is the host would pick up the phone. You'd hear that in the studio, and they would engage the person. There was no delay. There was no, you didn't know who this person was or even what they were calling about, because we didn't have people that would be, we call them producers or phone screeners today. So you just picked up the phone. You could see the phone ringing, and the host picked up the phone and started talking to whoever was calling. And the only way you could hear, sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't, sometimes there were like 30 seconds of dead air, because the host is listening to the caller and not saying anything.
And then pray that person doesn't swear.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But the people, frankly, there was much more civility. In the era that we're in, the social media era that we're in, there's no civility at all. Whether it be people that are calling the radio, that's why we have a 10-second delay, or they're, the folks that some of the garbage that you see on social media from people who are just tasteless and thoughtless and whatever else. So, at any rate, I had that in my mind as I was thinking about some of the callers that came in. And I wonder, you take calls probably every day, right, here and there, Jen?
Yes,
and
I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so what happens if somebody does something that is not good, and I guess we have to define that, but something that's not socially acceptable, what do? You just dump them, right?
Like dump everybody. Look, I'm all about free speech, so you know that about me. Like,
yeah.
I don't care if you agree with me. I just want to give that. I want people to have a platform to say things. I think that's very rare right now. So we do a lot of different things that are caller driven. We on Fridays actually start our weekend with what we call the Friday free for all, which is probably dangerous because it's a chance where we do like radio Twitter essentially. So you can say anything you want as long as it's clean. The only rule is it has to be clean because we're family friendly.
Yeah.
And it has to be quick. So just one thought only.
Right.
And so, It's fun, and sometimes people say stupid stuff, and we just hang up on them quickly.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Get lost in the old days of Joe Pine, when somebody would call up and do something like that. Get lost, you jerk.
Yeah.
Anything.
That and my co-host is happy to do stuff like that, so it's easy.
Perfect. All right, let's get to the charts that we will discuss here, some more than others, because some of this stuff, frankly, I believe is redundant. And there's not a lot. The sort of thing that we do on the Good Day program, as Jay and Jennifer both know, and those of you who listen to us doing this every week, most of you are listening to the Good Day program as well, so you know that this is not my stock in trade. But yet it is, because I think this is a great service. I've always been a fan and a follower and connected to Talker since it started back 33 years ago. This program is 35 years old, so we've all been around for a while. And we've seen the lists, the discussion topics mature. Maybe mature isn't the right word. Change, maybe. I'm not sure there's a whole lot of maturity into some of this stuff. And the story list this week starts out at number 10 with all of the talk about the Barbie movie, which our own Chuck Curry, who's in charge of Movie Moments on the Good Day program, will tell you it has legs. It's gone on, well, it's been a month, hasn't it, since it came out?
Tons of money, yeah.
Money, yeah. And people
I think it's funny, it's just making the list now. It's been such a hot topic. Some people absolutely hate it and are appalled by it, and some people absolutely love it and love everything about it.
Very so have the two of you seen it?
I want to. I'm going in with an open mind. I don't care what people say. I'm going to just go in and see if I enjoy it. I'm excited to see it, actually.
Jay?
I haven't seen it. I want to see it. I might have to wait until it's available at home, though.
You don't like going to the movies.
Well, no, I love going to the movies. I don't have time to go to the movies.
Time. And that
when
that
I
youngster.
Watch a movie, it takes me like a week to watch it. I have to watch it in 20 to 25-minute intervals. I'm not even joking. That's my reality.
Yeah, right. All right, number 9, the Hawaii fire situation. If it were me and I had done this list, I'd have this at probably number 3 or number 2.
Absolutely.
Because this is, you look at the situation over there, my God.
It's devastating. Lahaina is gone.
Yep, burned to the ground. It is, right to the ground. I'm looking at pictures of cars that were burned to a crisp. They were along the roadway, that main roadway. Have you ever been to Lahaina?
A lot of people couldn't get out, and so those people jumped into the ocean. That's who those cars belong to try to get away from the flames.
That's how fast it moved.
Yeah.
The winds coming from that, from the hurricane made it even worse. So this, the whole area here is a complete wasteland.
I do a lot of work with that area of Hawaii. I do a lot of work with Kaanapali, which is in Lahaina, actually. And so I checked in with my contacts there. And thankfully, one had been off the island, my very good friend, Shelley, who I think you've met before, Doug. She was off the island going to Vancouver to promote Maui tourism. So she happened to be gone, and she lives a little bit further up north. But the lady who works in her office, who's very nice, her mother and her sister both lost their homes. And you just listen to how quickly it came out. I mean, some people had to make the choice to leave their pets behind. That's what I think is one of those sad things that no one's talking about. Because, of course, we're talking about the human loss and the loss to your homes and to your businesses and all that. And that's really hugely tragic. But then you think about the people who didn't even have time to grab their dogs or their cats or whatever it is. It's just,
Well, the thing that is more devastating, it seems to me, is the fact they didn't have, they've had... a fairly well-oiled machine when it came to the early warning system, but it didn't work here at all.
Well, and that's what's a little suspect, and it's really interesting because if you look online, there's a lot of people who go, it's odd that 3 different fires broke out at the exact same time on Maui. Uh-huh. Was that something intentional? Was it some kind of attack? Maybe not. Maybe just totally coincidental. So I'm not trying to, like, jump into the conspiracy camp, but if you think about where the fires happened, we're spending a lot of time thinking about Lahaina, which is a huge residential hub. It's a huge tourist area for Maui, but also the fire that was in Kula upcountry, that is their agriculture area. That's I actually, every trip that I go to Hawaii, we spend a day doing a day trip up there because it's so cool. They have they have surfing goat dairy, they have ocean vodka, they have the lavender farm, they have the Kula farm stand, they have all kinds of really fun stuff you can visit, but that's the hub of where they grow their food on the island. And I don't know how much of that was destroyed, but that's where, and you know, Hawaii prides itself, it has to be, on being sustainable because they can't rely on imports for fresh vegetables and fruits and stuff like that.
Nope.
So,
now, there's a ton of stories about people who didn't know about the fire until they smelled the smoke.
Yeah, because they didn't think that the winds were going to be that big because the hurricane was so far south.
Yeah. Power gone almost immediately. No cell phone service almost immediately. So there was no information. Some people had, and this is back to the AM radio thing, people who had the old-style battery-operated radios could hear the warnings on the radio stations.
By the way, let that be a lesson to all of us as we're thinking about how to prep for a natural disaster like that.
Yeah. So anyway, that's the latest from Hawaii. And this area take a long time to rebuild. And, yeah, what does it do to tourism?
And also think about how hard it is to get materials over there to rebuild. They have to bring all of that stuff in.
Bring it all on a ship.
Not good for Maui. Yep. Not good at all.
Very expensive. All right, number 8 on the countdown list, the story list from Talkers Magazine, the continuing war between the Russians and the Ukrainians. I've almost come to the point where this is going to go on forever. It just seems like it's going to go on forever. There isn't any...
I think they'd like that because everybody seems to be making money off
of it. Oh, yeah. Lots of dough. Tons of it. The military industrialists love this stuff. Just keep pouring dough into it, spend money, buy weapons, shoot people. It's like a continuum. Spend money, buy weapons, shoot people. That's it. I mean, it's like a cycle. Round and round it goes. Right? Buy weapons, spend money, buy weapons.
Yeah, it's the most lucrative business on planet Earth.
Yep, it sure is. Speaking of investment, the Chinese at number 7 in their economy, this is something that you're not seeing much about for whatever the reason in the mainstream news media. The Chinese economy is apparently in a lot bigger trouble. Nobody's really been covering this. What it really amounts to is Americans and the rest of the world are getting smart, and they're tired of buying things that are made in China. So the movement there has put a lot of Chinese people out of work. It has cost the government a lot. And remember, they don't have deep roots. They got a lot of money, but they aren't. Their economy isn't like Europe's and ours because we have deep-rooted, a very deep-rooted economy. And that's why, by the way, you see whether you get the straight scoop or not, listen to Bloomberg Radio or some of the other things that focus on business and markets and stuff. The markets this past week closed higher than they have been for the last 4 or 5 weeks. The consumer price index is right around 3%, a little more, almost 3.1% over last year. But those are all great signs. You haven't heard a lot of talk about that either, because it's good news. 18 after here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. In the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When you go to toploss.com, the website for Calitrin, you may end up connecting with the lovely and talented Elizabeth Miller. Now, people ask me, what are the ingredients of Calitrin?
Well, it's got just really three primary ingredients. So the number one ingredient is collagen protein, and that works to rebuild lean muscle tissue, repair joints, and it revs up your metabolism naturally. The second ingredient is digestive enzymes that make sure that your body absorbs all of the collagen protein. The third ingredient is a small amount of aloe vera, and that is just a healing property to add to the Calitrin because, you know, a lot of our customers do have joint pain and old injuries. Yep. The combination of those three are just so great for your overall health and well-being. And then, of course, proven for the weight loss.
All right, let's talk about the deal. What can we expect?
Well, right now, we've got a Christmas in July sale, so we've got discounts on every single month of Calitrin, plus we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free.
Check it out at toploss.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's now 23 after the hour. You're listening to the overview of what's going on in the world of talk media. This is the news talk reality show called the Talk Radio Review. Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirstner, Doug Steffen, and social media is always a part of our discussions. What's trending on Facebook and Instagram? I've decided, Jay, to ignore Thread and X. As far as I'm concerned, the only legitimate social media is Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show.
So
the
you're a Meta fan.
Yeah. Well, I'm not a fan of Meta, but it's a...
If you had to pick one, you go Meta.
Now, in the wrestling match, are you going to go for Elon Musk or for Mark Zuckerberg?
I'm going to put a third person into the fight. We'll find this. Maybe what we'll do is put Kamala Harris in there.
You want to really make it juicy.
Exactly. In social media this week, police are warning parents on social media scams because of back-to-school issues in a lot of different parts of our country. Potential risk before posting back-to-school photos. Here we are again with worrying about this whole business of
people put too much information up there, or they don't realize that their address is in the background of the photo,
and they're like, what their child's school is. Yeah, what's your favorite color? What's your favorite movie? Social security number. I mean, it's crazy the amount of information they put up there.
People are so stupid.
Like, it's my first day. Exactly. And at this school or that school. And it's just one of those
things. And our safety word for stranger danger is orange.
Right. Be careful.
And we say this a lot, not only with back to school photos, but do you ever notice this with people who just bought a house and they do the whole, like, here's the key, here's the for sale sign, and they don't realize you can see the house number?
Oh, yeah.
And a quick Google search, and if you can figure out what city or town they're in, you can easily put in the house number to figure out what street it is, because not all streets have the same house numbers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the other dumb thing, can't you just click on, like, right-click or something and you see the source of photos?
Yes.
Unless that's disabled on someone's phone?
Yeah, unless you actually go into the
I'm learning a lot here myself.
That's not something that's just automatic.
Yeah.
I think I'll start a scam. Okay, now, in addition to that sort of thing that's trending on social media, it's the history of National Son and Daughter Day today. This is something you may be familiar with. Well, it's kind of like take your daughter and your sons to work day, right? Father-daughter day.
Mine started at age 12 and still hasn't ended.
Right. Well, part of it started with the Ms. Foundation, Gloria Steinem having women go to work, and Smokey Robinson got involved in it one way or another. It goes back to the 1930s, actually, and there were many times when parents would bring their children to work. The boy, looking at this St. Joseph, Missouri story about the young boy who started this, the boy's complaining his mom and dad had a day, so why shouldn't he? That would be mother, you know, take your wife to work day, take your husband to work day.
Or the just Mother's Day in May and Father's Day in June.
Yeah, or Grandparents' Day, right? Yeah, that sort of thing. So anyway, it's National Son and Daughter Day. For those of you who are interested in taking care of your sons and your daughters, which should be everybody. One of the questions that we asked this week, the main news stories that you've been following, want to give us a quick update on what some of the listeners are saying, what they've been following this week, Jay?
Yes, Daniel is saying President Trump's legal issues, particularly the antics of Special Prosecutor Jack Smith. He is using a Washington, D.C. grand jury to bring charges in Florida. Laura Francis has been watching the assassinations happening around the world, especially the candidate in Ecuador.
Mm-hmm. And then there's the inflation situation, which is not as bad as the government would have you think, boys and girls, or the news media. 28 after here on The Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The U.S. Coast Guard says it's rescued over a dozen people fleeing the deadly wildfires in Hawaii. The prosecutor leading the criminal case into Hunter Biden's taxes being granted special counsel status. An investigation underway after a three-year-old child died aboard a bus of asylum seekers heading from Texas to Chicago. The governor of Arizona declaring a state of emergency due to this summer's historic heat wave. The emergency declaration will make state funds available to support local heat relief efforts, including new cooling centers. The annual Perseid meteor shower will be lighting up the sky this weekend, but tonight it will peak. NASA says the best viewing is a couple hours before sunrise, but meteors will begin to show as early as 10 p.m. Corey Myers, USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TRAVEL for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TRAVEL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TRAVEL for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Thank you for listening. This is the Good Day Program's overview called the Talk Radio Review. In fact, Jennifer Horn is here, an alum of the Good Day Program. Jay is an alum, I suppose. Maybe it's not the Good Day Program, but the graduate school of talk radio that I conduct.
Yeah, right? We got our master's.
Got our master's degree in that.
Steffenisms.
Yes, the Steffenettes are here. All right, I want to talk a little bit. I think that the 2024 presidential race is worth a bit of our time here at this moment. Number three on the hit parade, only because I was looking at a list of people who are Republicans running. And there are names on that list I never heard of before. So just for the heck of it, yep, you know that Trump is on the list and Nikki Haley is on the list. And then where do you go from there? Tim Scott, people know. I thought it was interesting this week, Jennifer, that Trump singled out both Tim Scott and Vivek Ramaswamy.
It's Vivek like cake. That's how Vivek. I remember. Yeah, just remember
okay.
Cake.
Yeah. So I'm actually impressed with him. He's only 37. He seems much more mature than that, much more successful in terms of his business background. By far the youngest person who's running here. There's, let's see, a couple of people in their 40s. DeSantis is 44, and Suarez, I don't know anything about Suarez anyway. He's the mayor of Miami,
nobody
and that's all I know.
That's a problem. Right. Yeah, yeah, Francis Suarez, you know, one of the things that was kind of funny with him is that he's the mayor of Miami, just for context.
Right.
And he's running as a Republican, but he's kind of, I would say, kind of like a Jeb Bush-style Republican, if we're talking about Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And he was on with
married to an American, because Jeb's married to an Hispanic.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. I don't know who he's married to, actually. I didn't know much about him. I mean, he's good looking. He's young. He seems to have
Cuban American
money behind him. Cuban American. Mm-hmm. So I welcome everybody's voice. I don't think that anybody should be shut out. But he was on Hugh Hewitt's show, and Hugh Hewitt was talking to him about China, and he said, "What do you think about the Uyghur Muslims?" And Francis Suarez was like, "The what's?
Uh-huh.
The who's? What are you talking about?" And he kind of laughed about it. And he said, "The Weebles? You the Weebles?" And it just was not a great
uncomfortable
look.
Yeah.
So, because if you're running for president, you kind of need to know if there's a group of people that China's committing genocide on, which is what is happening to the Uyghur Muslims in China.
So, you're not going to like this comment particularly. You know I'm not a Hugh Hewitt fan. And I wonder if that's not was kind of a setup, because your folks at Salem pretty much are all in the Trump bandwagon. So anything
Hugh Hewitt
you
is
do,
not, if you know
not.
Anything about Hugh.
Really?
He is not on the Trump bandwagon, no.
So the last guy who wasn't on the Trump bandwagon is not there anymore.
No, that's not true. You know, Hugh is actually has never really, he tries to stay very much out of playing favorites.
Really?
And that's because he does a lot of stuff on cable news, and he hosts debates, and, you know, you can't go in playing favorites. So he will talk to a lot of people, but no, he definitely doesn't have a home team. I couldn't tell you who I think he's leaning towards right
now. Really? All right, so a couple of others while we're in our 40s. Will Hurd, who's a former Texas congressman and a CIA agent, is 45 years old. What do we know? I've never heard this guy until I'm looking at this list. I've never heard of him before.
He's a Texas congressman. He's very much anti-Trump. He's kind of, I would think he would paint himself to be pretty moderate for the party.
Yeah.
And where the party is
right
now.
I need more of those. Yeah. All right, another, the governor of North Dakota is a guy named Doug Burgum.
Yeah.
Let's see, he's 66. Don't know anything about him.
You know how he qualified for the debate?
How?
If you donated a dollar to him, he'd send you a $20 gift card. He's got lots of money, but you needed 40,000 individual donors, and so that's
a gift card for what?
People. I think it was like a Visa gift card.
Really? So he started his business expertise is in software, like a lot of other people. He doesn't like Trump either.
Well, actually, I think he wants to be the Secretary of Energy. That's what he's running for.
Oh, okay.
I don't think he's very anti-Trump. Actually,
he didn't say much. Christie is certainly anti-Trump.
Definitely.
60 years old. The criticism of Trump is okay, but it only goes so far, I think. You need to be running on your own laurels and not talk. We all know what we think about Trump, and we all know, even though Christie was pretty close to Trump the last time around, he and Pence are spending...
Well, that's what I don't like. I don't like this sellout type. The type that kind of, like, feather their nest on being pro-Trump and then decide they're going to feather their nest
by
being loud about him. And here's the thing with Chris Christie. And he's polling pretty well. I mean,
I like him also, frankly.
I like to watch Chris Christie debate. Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily like Chris Christie. I think he kind of has lost us, helped lose the Republicans some pretty key elections because of things that he's done.
So if we look at, go ahead, Jensen.
No, but I think what's stupid about him at this moment is that he's just hurling the personal stuff at Trump. If you are going to try to sell yourself as a serious presidential candidate, you have to tell people what you are going to do.
Yep. Agreed. So that's where Ramaswamy comes in.
Anyway,
so the anti-Trumpers, the ones who are making the most noise, DeSantis, you figure where he's coming from, and But Mike Pence is also kind of right on the cusp. His biggest strength is his appeal with a real, basic, hardcore, right-wing Christian evangelicals, it seems to me. That if somebody asked me to describe Mike Pence, am I accurate in describing him that way?
I think he was brought into, Trump and Pence helped each other quite a bit because Trump provided some backbone and fight for Mike Pence, and Mike Pence provided structure and seriousness for Christian voters for Trump.
Yeah.
But without Trump, I don't know how Mike Pence is ever going to catch fire. He doesn't seem to have the fight.
Yeah,
there's no backbone.
So what about Nikki Haley, though? I don't know. I don't hear. She's there, and she's prominent.
Yeah, she's lost.
Yeah,
in
not
the
saying.
Mix.
Yeah, right, she is. So, again, sort of from my perspective, Jay, you can weigh in if you want on the two people that I like the most. And I don't know that much about Tim Scott. Seems to be pretty moderate, and I like that. Asa Hutchinson, Yeah, exactly. So, Ramaswamy, and if I were going to vote Republican, this is anathema to people like Jen who love Trump, I would, in the primary, I'll take a Republican ballot, and I'll vote for Ramaswamy or Christie. I think I'm more leaning toward Ramaswamy. And I didn't know anything about this guy 2 or 3 weeks ago, which you could easily hear when I didn't know how to pronounce his name, and Jennifer was telling me, no, no, it's this way. It's Ramaswamy.
Yeah, his star is definitely rising.
See, if I had to vote for someone, because I will vote for Trump 100%, and try to keep me from it. But if for some reason he's not in the equation, it would be for me at Larry Elder, because he's my friend.
Well, but he's not in the mix. I was going to bring him up here, but he's not in
I mean, he's trying. And
news
so he's
media.
Still a
candidate. I would too, because he and I are friends. Yeah, we're all friends.
So it would be Larry, it would be Vivek, or it would be Tim Scott. Those would be the three that I would consider in the field right now.
Interesting. How about you at this point?
No, I like to keep that close to the vest.
She's not telling us.
Republicans think I'm a Democrat. Democrats think I'm Republican. And
so
I like
that's
to keep people guessing.
Yeah, why not?
Especially everyone's wrong.
All right, so let's talk about number five this week, that referendum in Ohio. Speaking of politics and what went on there, do we really understand what those 700 voters out of 8 million potential voters...
Well, I think that wasn't outdated when we were first talking about it, because it showed that around 3 million people did show up to vote.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, so that's good.
And it's one of those things of whether or not to change how amendments to the state constitution would happen, because right now it's a 50% plus one in favor to have a change. And what issue one would have done was change it to a 60% in favor, 40% against. Which on the one side kind of makes sense. If you're going to change something, you don't want just majority rules. You want a majority of majority rule. And it would also change how petitions get signatures, where it's not just a certain amount of names on the petition. You need to have representation from every county. But on the flip side, it gives the naysayers to anything, the 40%, a lot more power. And while that is something that would go forward with anything coming down the road, the immediate thought that everybody was really making it about is the abortion topic that is going to be coming up for debate in November.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was just looking at a trending list on the Associated Press. Barbie t-shirts are number one.
Telling you, those Barbie collaborations all the kink merchandise, it's huge.
Yeah, it sure is. All right, let's talk a bit the whole business of Hunter Biden. I don't see there's anything any more there than was last week. I don't know what else.
He's been subpoenaed.
Yeah,
they're
okay.
Getting ready to subpoena the Biden family. Yeah, so that's a pretty.
So here we have the
news.
Two crooks in chief, the guy who would be president, who's a crook, no matter how you look at it. Jennifer will say, "Nah, it's all trumped up." Pardon the pun. There's something there. He's done. There's something, and they're going to get him on something one way or another. Whether it sticks, whether it affects his running for president or not, there's still something there, as there is with Hunter Biden. There absolutely is something that is rotten here, and Joe Biden has to know about it.
$30 million from all these different companies.
Yeah.
This week, now we've added Kazakhstan to the list, which is exciting.
Very exciting.
It's, you know, you're defrauding the American people, and you're using our taxpayers, even worse, to do it to make your family
but
money.
But Joe doesn't know anything about it, Jennifer. Come on, his dad completely out of the loop.
Got some oceanfront property in Arizona to sell you if you buy that.
So is this the latest example? Here I am going to go down the street for a minute anyway. There's a good chance, if you're a Democrat, that you think that Hunter Biden and Joe are great. If you're a Republican, he's no good. So let's get away from that a little bit.
But see, I don't like saying that because you have to look at the actual facts. I mean, there's been a lot of bank records that have been released and text messages that have been released that are actual evidence. So,
but there's evidence against Trump, too.
But
there's a lot of evidence, whether it's trumped up or not, or whether it's real.
It's a different level of evidence. You've got bank records, Doug, of millions of dollars being pushed into corporations from foreign adversaries, and you have text messages where they say, my dad's standing right here. He's very disappointed that the chairman won't XYZ. It's circumstantial to tie Joe Biden in. There has to be more because it is circumstantial. But with Hunter, you have the scam. I mean, it's there. You have plenty of evidence that a court would look at, I think, at this point.
Mm. I think there's something to both. I know you don't want to think that about Trump. So
it also goes with the whole thing of what you were saying, Doug, too, with Democrats wanting to focus on Trump or not thinking that Biden's this bad guy and blah, 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 all that stuff. But and the blah, blah, blah is not to be disrespectful. It's just moving along. But it is one of those things where I know a lot of Republicans who do not like Trump. I know a lot of Democrats who do not like Biden, but they will vote for Biden over Trump. They will vote for Trump over Biden because people want their own parties to win, and they will even vote for somebody who they do not like, they do not believe is a good candidate for the presidency. Mm-hmm. Because they want their own party to win.
Look at the people list this week. As long as we're stuck on Trump for a minute. Fannie Wallace, Jack Smith, these people are number four and number three on the people list. These are the people trying to get Trump, in a manner of speaking. Was Fannie Willis appointed by Trump? I didn't get that out of what I saw this week.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Isn't she the DA going after Trump? Trump did like a smear, is doing a smear campaign, or there's advertising in Georgia against
Yeah, I don't think it's a Trump appointee for sure. But.
No. All right. Well, anyway, there's a lot of that stuff hanging around, and it's very disappointing. All right, ladies, thank you. We'll pause here for a moment as we continue with the world as we see it. 48 after the hour. Here. Talk Radio Countdown Show and the Story List. Doug Steffen here with the charts for the week of August 7th to the 11th, prepared by magazine every week. We push them off to you on the Good Day Show website, gooddayshow.com, or you can also see them at talkers.com. At number 10 this week, according to Talkers, the Barbie movie is a big discussion topic. Number 9, the Hawaii fires. Number 8, the war between the Russians and Ukrainians. China's economy is number 7. Number 6, the continuing focus on our immigration policy or lack thereof. Number 5, that referendum story from Ohio. Very interesting. Biden being impeached. Number 4, is there a possibility of that? Number 3, all the people running for the people who would be president. A lot of them on the Republican side, not many on the Democratic side, want to throw their hat in the ring. Hunter Biden is 2, and Donald Trump with his legal battles, number one story this week.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Steve is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I live in Austin, Texas. I work as a personal assistant to the owner of a large manufacturing firm. I've got anywhere from 10 to 50 projects going at any given time. I absolutely have to be sharp. 5 years ago is when I started to notice I started making mistakes. My memory was not nearly as sharp as it had been. I was confiding in my friend about the problems I was having with my memory, and she said, "Steven, you've got to try Prevagen." After a period of time of taking Prevagen, my memory was getting better, and I started to feel a much better sense of well-being. If you're experiencing what I was experiencing, try it. I really believe that it's going to have tremendous effects for you, just like it did for me.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
From Talkers Magazine, Doug Steffen here with the People List, in the official capacity that I have to go through these lists from number 10 to number 1, I feel very good about the accuracy of this list, which starts with Kevin McCarthy at number 10. Merrick Garland is at 9. Ron DeSantis at 8. Rudy Giuliani, God love him, is number 7. Mike Pence is 6. Hunter Biden off a little. I think he was number 2 on the list last week, number 5 this week. Fannie Willis. We haven't heard that name before. Interesting in the connection to Donald Trump, as is Jack Smith, who's number three. Joe Biden is connected to Trump, I suppose, in a number of ways. He's number two, but Trump makes it at number one once again, considering that News Talk Radio is right of center, and a lot of the hosts obviously are focusing on Trump and his legal situation. So there they are, the names that mean something this week in News Talk Radio from Talkers Magazine.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Review. Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen here at your service as we take one of the pieces of the pie to finish off our discussion in this hour. Let's look at the number three issue, the 2024 presidential race. I was noticing, Jay, a lot of thoughts have been shared on our social media, the comments from folks listening to the Good Day program during the week, thoughts on Ron DeSantis. So you want to help yourself to that?
Yeah, Scott Gibbons says he is totally unelectable.
Agreeable. I agree. I'm not agreeable. I agree with that point of view. Yeah.
Donna Lou says, I like Vivek.
So do I.
So yeah, there's a lot of people.
Yeah.
Jeremy Winfield says, the more they go after Trump, the more I want to vote for him. I am not a fan of DeSantis.
Yeah. There's a lot of that. Yeah. Yeah. Jennifer's there.
Mel York says it's going to be a big political circus for the next year. And doesn't it kind of seem to one extent it's like that every year when it's going to be an election year, but this year just seems a little bit more ramped up.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's of all the political charges against Trump. We've never seen something like that where we've had three indictments, soon to be four, it's against a candidate, much less a former president.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, and then the Biden family drama. That's
everything's
absurd. Andy Brinkley says this whole thing can make DeSantis or break him. It will depend on how he handles Trump. He cannot beat Trump finger pointing and calling Trump out. DeSantis has to do. He has to do it with ideals and presentation on the set of ideals.
He is a loser from the beginning. There's something about him that just pales anybody who's got, that's common sense. It's just I mean, this sort of thing.
See, I think he's a little more complicated, though, because he's very smart and very capable of getting things done. But he's a wonk, and so that means that he's not very personable. So when he talks or when he tries to explain things or when he tries to relate to people, he's missing. And that's what makes him, I think, tank, because so much of being a candidate, unfortunately, is your charisma. I mean, it's happened every time. Look at every successful candidate that runs head-to-head. It's always about who's got a little more charisma.
All right. Well, Trump doesn't have any charisma, but he's got a lot of gall.
Sure did off over Hillary Clinton or over Joe Biden.
Yeah. So DeSantis, not to pile on here, but here's the latest from DeSantis. If you haven't heard this, some of the books written by Shakespeare are being censored in Florida schools because of this new rule. There's confusion, so some say, because of DeSantis's book challenge law.
A lot of these things get blown up and misrepresented in the media. So I would caution to make sure you really look into that before.
Well,
you know.
Where there's smoke, there's fire, though. I've said that also, Jennifer, early on when a lot of this stuff was misinterpreted or, you know, the news media doesn't like Republicans in general for the most part anyway. So they take these things, they twist them and turn them around. But I also think that where there's smoke, there's fire.
Well, remember the Don't Say Gay bill? That was not ever what Ron DeSantis called it. Those words, Don't Say Gay, were never in the bill, but the news media calls it Don't Say Gay. So what does everybody call it? Don't Say Gay. It has nothing to do with not saying gay.
Right. So is that the case with the Shakespeare stuff in the books?
The headlines I'm looking at. I'm sorry.
No, I just want to say there's some sexual content in Shakespeare's works.
For
and
sure.
With the new laws and everything, people probably are like, I don't want to get in trouble, so we're just going to say, okay, we're just going to back off entirely.
Right, because we certainly know there's no place.
Until we know that we have approval to do this.
Yeah.
This is, what does this lead to in terms of the maturation of people? I've often said that children are maturing way too fast, but they do need to know about their bodies. They need to know how things work. They need how to be prepared for social engagement, if you will. That has not to do with sex.
I mean, if
it has
you read
to do.
In the article, it says, first and foremost, we have not excluded Shakespeare from our high school curriculum. Students will still have the physical books to read, but we'll read excerpts in the class. Curriculum guides are continually reviewed and refined throughout the year to align with standards and current law.
Yeah.
So, you know.
How do we take this stuff apart and put it back together again so that it is, so that we really know what's going on? Now, that's the real challenge here. There's so much, it's a whole lot of work, and some people, most people, aren't interested in, they just, you know, take what's on the surface for a fact and reality and run with it, and that's the reason that we have an uninformed electorate. Partially, in fact, there isn't civics in school, you know, that sort of thing. It's all responsible, and it's all, I think, sort of a conspiracy that has been intentionally put into place to keep people from knowing what really is going on. That's my point of view, anyway. And we end with that at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.